Testing. Good.
求圣灵你来引导，圣灵来恩膏，我们来仰望你，求你施恩典使用你的仆人，我们仰望祷告奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。哈利路亚。好，请坐，麦克风好像很 testing 可以吗？好，今天晚上我们很高兴啊，有安东牧师在我们当中。那么安东牧师他会连续四天的在我们当中啊，那我们的时间表有点的改变，所以在大门口跟这个门口都贴了一个新的时间表，因为我们当初的安排啊有些的误差啊，安排在礼拜六的下午两点，但是其实我们礼拜六上午是没有课的，所以我们就把安东牧师的时间就调到礼拜六的早上九点钟开始，那我们就不需要好像礼拜六上课上的那么晚啊。那么另外在门口这个教室的门口贴了一张纸，就是说我们同学们需要下课之后，在每一天的下课之后安东牧师都会有个别的 personal prayer 的 ministry， 所以就请我们同学能够 sign up 那个纸那到时候我们就按照那个次序那照着神给安东牧师的感动，可能每一次为我们五位同学或者六位同学来有些个人的祷告的服事所以等一下下课或者 break 的时候记得去那边 sign up 那另外我们课程的要求是两方面第一方面我们要阅读一本书这本书呢假如你不想买呢，就到这个 website 这个 ccel.org 去直接 download 跟看。那么你就查那个作者是 E.M. Barnes， 或者很多人会看过他的书他在祷告方面他有很多的经历，也写了很多的书，那么是英文的。那假如你不太习惯看英文呢，那我们神学有两本书，那假如你是有下学期这个学期要修灵修神学三，那因为我们灵修神学三也会用这本甘恩夫人的简易祈祷法那当然假如你不会修灵修神学三呢，你就可以读这本读一本书中文的或者英文的 E.M. Barnes 的 Prayer on Prayer。 那假如你是读中文那你也会修这个灵修神学三的话，就读这一本，看得那么厚不要害怕，只选200页其中的200页。那这本书在我们神学的书房很有然后说你要引印200页也可以所以第一个 requirement， the first requirement is
那本书是哪个出版社？
就在 website 上面就有了就 website 上面就读on prayer， 我在 double check 那个他是讲 prayer 的那么另外一个要求就是这四天的课的上课的心得所以要第一要阅读一本书，把你的读书进度要交上来。那第二个要求就是上课的心得那这两个的要求呢都交到学校让我来负责批改因为安东牧师他全世界飞他没有时间批改。
Now I give the time to Pastor Anton. I just explain to them about the course's requirement. Ask them to read a book and then to write a summary about the class. And yeah, Pastor Anton.
Him and spend few seconds in his presence.
让我们定睛在耶稣的脚前，来仰望他，向他祷告。
When the disciples came to Jesus and asked him, Jesus, teach me to pray. Teach us to pray. We want to pray. We want to pray like you. We don't know how to pray. You taught them to pray. Teach us, Lord, to pray. We want to be like you. We want to pray like you. We want to love like you. Teach us to pray. Jesus, we need your heart. We need your spirit. We want to be like you. It is not the word, but it's the heart. It is not our talk, but it is your love. We need your presence. We need your love. Come, Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. We want to be praying people. We want to raise up a new generation. It's a praying generation. Praying generation. And we want to raise up a new generation. And we teach us to pray. We want to pray like you. Come, Jesus. Come, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm so glad to share with you these days. It's more teaching. You know, Jesus was teaching. Was preaching and healing. So in his life, teaching is very important. Even though Jesus is a praying man, even though Jesus is a loving man, but his life was all in the BA, was the first stage is teaching people. So the teaching came from his heart. The teaching came from his life. So what I'm going to teach you is not from the book. It's from the heart. It's from my life. That's what I want to share with you. It's an experience. It's walking with Jesus. It's a teaching. Walking with Jesus is a teaching. Amen?
Amen.
It's not just coming to the class and reading some books, but walking with Jesus. You will see the teaching. These days, I want to share with you the characteristics of a praying person. Characteristic of a praying person. Characteristic of a praying person. So this topic I like most. I think Pastor knows me very well. So he gave me the right topic. This is what I like very much. Of course, I'm doing children ministry. And I do many ministries. But the basic ministry in my life is a prayer ministry. That's I'm very happy to share with you. What I have seen incredible miracles in my life. How God blessed my life. How God blessed my ministry is because of the secret. It's a praying people. It's a blessing for God. Praying people can do wonderful ministry. So today what God needs is not just the theologians, it's not philosophers who can pray, who can love. More as intercessors. In demands of our intercessors. Demands of an intercessor. So what God wants from us as an intercessor? If you want to be a praying person, it's needed. If you want to be a praying person, there are some characteristics. So we have to fulfill this characteristic. I just want to go through many areas where God has raised me as an intercessor. But in the beginning, I want to share with you, prayer is the power. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Prayer is the power. Prayer is the anointing. Prayer is a way to touch the Father's heart. Prayer is not just a word. It's not just a thought. But it's an experience. Amen?
Amen.
Prayer is an experience. You go up. Touch the Father's heart. And then the love and the mercy of the Father is flowing. And that is called the prayer.
So,
you know, prayer, 祷告, is go from down to the top,
往下而上.
This is I,
是我.
And this is my God.
上面是我们的神.
So it goes from here,
从下而上.
And then it comes from my God.
要从神而
So there are two persons involved. It's me and my God. It is a relationship. It's not one way. It is both ways. It is not I talk all the time. I talk. He listens. Then he talks. And I listen. It's not one way. It's both ways. But it's not just talking. It's not just listening. But it's an experience. When I talk, when I go up, I touch the Father's heart. I touch the Father's heart. It's shaken. His heart is shaken. So the love and mercy is flowing down. So when we pray, we touch the Father's heart. When we speak, when we call upon His name, and His heart is shaken, and there is something inside, there is something inside the Father's, in the secret place. This is called secret place. And in that secret place, there is a love and mercy. There is love and mercy. So when I begin to pray, this love and mercy begins to flow. Amen.
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 So prayer is the flow of the Father's love. Whenever we pray, oh, we have such a beautiful love. We know how to love. Amen. It's not just making us to just say some prayers. But the more we begin to come closer to Him, we begin to love the Lord. So love is the basis of the prayer. If you know how to love, how to pray, then you know how to love the Lord. Then you know how to love the people. So love and mercy touch the Father's heart. When you touch the Father's heart, His love is flowing. His mercy is flowing. Jeremiah chapter 33, book of Jeremiah, chapter 33, verse 3, call unto me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Jeremiah 33. Call unto me.
呼求我.
Call unto me.
求告我.
And I will show you greater things.
我要指示你.
That is called prayer. It's not one way. It's both ways. Call unto me.
求告我.
And then I will show great and mighty things.
我要指示你.
And is, I will show you great and mighty things.
我要指示你又大又难的.
Which you don't know.
乃是你不知道的.
That means Father's love.
乃是神的慈爱.
You don't know the love. You don't know how to love. You come to me. You touch my heart. And you will receive the answer. Call unto me. I will answer you. But I will show you great and mighty things. So what is greater and mighty? Is the love of the Father. Amen. You know, when you begin to pray, if you are really an intercessor, you will see something happening in you. You know, many people think, when I pray, oh, I will receive a new house. I'm going to have a green card. I'm going to have a big job. I'm going to have a new business. I'm going to get married. I'm going to start a ministry. Because I pray these days. That is not the really release of the prayer. If you really start praying, you will see something inside. That is the love of the Father.
神的慈爱在里面彰显。
It's flowing in you.
在你里面来指示你神的伟大跟慈爱。
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So we pray.
当我们祷告。
Not to receive something from God.
或是得着神的一些东西。
Not a material blessing.
一个物质的东西。
But we receive the love of Jesus.
还是领受父神的慈爱。
We receive the Father's love. That is a greater and mighty thing. You don't know. From your childhood. You never realized. The more you begin to pray. Wow, you see your problem. Something is missing in you. Now you start praying. It's coming out. From your childhood. You never really received the Father's love. No, when you begin to pray, you are touching the Father's heart, and the love is flowing, you are healed, you have a new love, you have a new relationship, you start a new life. That is called the prayer. That is called the greater and mighty things. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
If you don't have the love,
然后你没有神的慈爱,
you never experience the Father's love,
你没有经历神的爱,
but you always ask God for blessings.
只会一直求神的祝福,
Lord, I need money.
我要钱,
I need house.
主啊, 我要房子,
you ask for many blessings.
你要很多的祝福,
you will not be happy.
你还是不会快乐,
God wants great and mighty things.
神要把更大的事指示你,
that is the love.
来自神的慈爱,
what you need,
你所需要,
is the love.
来自神的慈爱,
amen?
Amen.
That is called greater and mighty things.
也就是又大又难,
when we begin to pray,
当我们开始祷告,
we receive the love of the Father.
我们领受父神的慈爱,
we begin to love.
我们开始爱,
we know how to love.
我们知道怎么去爱,
amen?
Hallelujah.
Matthew,
马太福音,
chapter 6. You know, Jesus taught the disciples to pray. He taught them how to pray. What is real prayer? You know, Matthew chapter 6, verse 5 and 6. When you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly.
第六节，你祷告的时候要进你的内屋，关上门，祷告你在暗中的父，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
When you pray,
当你祷告,
go into your room,
进入内室,
shut your doors,
关上门,
and pray to your Father,
向父祷告,
who is in the secret place.
他在暗中,
see, here we see the two types of prayer.
也有两种的祷告,
one is a traditional prayer,
一个是传统的祷告,
another one is a Jesus prayer,
另外就是耶稣的祷告.
This is one is outward prayer,
一种是外表的祷告,
another one is inward prayer,
一种是类似的祷告.
That is a big difference,
很大的不同.
You know, those days,
在那个时代,
people have many formulas,
有很多的不同的形式,
that is called the tradition. You should have the prayer, so lengthy prayer. And you should stand in front of people. You stand in the street. You should kneel down. You should stretch out your hands. There are many formulas. People are very happy when they fulfill the formulas. This is called outward prayer. But when Jesus came, He changed. It is not the outward, but inside. Inside. The prayer is from heart to heart. Prayer is not just the word, but the prayer is from heart to heart. He began to insist on the inner man, inner being, from your heart, and it touched the Father's heart. So heart to heart. So prayer is flowing from inside. It's not from your mouth. It's not from your hands. It's from your heart. It's a secret place. It's flowing. When you touch the Father's heart, that is called the secret place. The love is flowing. The mercy is flowing. It's called, it's a touching the Father's heart. We see in Psalm 91, Psalm 91, is, you know, the David speaks about the secret place. Verse 1, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Dwelling in the secret place. Dwelling in the hiding place. Staying in the Father's heart. That is called the power. So when you pray, call unto me, and I will answer you. So when we call him, we touch the Father's heart, and the love and mercy is flowing. That is called the answer. We need answer. And it's from the Father's heart. Today God needs praying people who can touch the Father's heart. You know, I'm having many children. I have seen incredible miracles. When we begin to pray, I could see so many miracles. How? When I pray, and when the children pray, I see the big difference. Because I could see whenever the children pray, I could see the Father's heart is so much moving very quickly. His love and mercy is flowing immediately. Now I begin to learn from these children how to touch the Father's heart. Now I learn from the children how to pray very effectively. So those days, you know, I was a Catholic priest. So I learned from a seminary 14 years. I learned from the seminary so many books. I always sit in the library. I always want to write down and want to write my thesis, and I have to submit my thesis to the professors. So waiting for the marks, so get the always a high rank. But I tell you, today, I'm learning from the small children. Now I know the secret. Because in the past, I want to touch my God from my mind to His mind. My philosophy, my theology, from my mind, touching His mind. But this mind never touched His heart. God is good. God is powerful. God is beautiful. That's how I learned. But no experience. But today, I see prayer It's not just on the mind,
不是用头脑祷告,
but it's on the heart.
从我的心,
it's on the relationship.
是一个关系,
Anyone can touch the Father's heart.
任何人都可以摸到父神的心,
it is not necessary that you should be educated.
不一定是要受高等教育的,
it's not necessary that you have a big degree.
不是你要有高学位的,
Anyone can touch the Father's heart.
任何人都可以摸到父的心,
Only people who are educated can touch the educated people. But anyone who knows to pray, he can touch the Father. You can touch the Father if you know how to pray. You know, these small children, when they pray, when they cry, that's called call unto me. Call my name. You know what's his name? Father. Father. That is his name. He likes that name. So when we pray, we just call him. That's what I learned from these children. They call him Daddy. Daddy.
Daddy.
Daddy.
Daddy. Father.
It touches him. It touches his heart immediately. Because that is the love. He wants to release. He is waiting. But who will touch him? How to release the love? You have to touch him as a child. When we go to him as a child, that humble is very important. We humble ourselves and then stand before the Lord and touch the Father's heart, and the Father's love is flowing. Amen. Many miracles I have seen. But when you think of with the human minds, you cannot understand. This is what Jeremiah says. Jeremiah says, your mind cannot grasp it. How can this happen? Yes, yes, this will happen. If you touch the right spot, we touch this part. We touch the intellect. But you should know how to touch the heart. The children know how to touch the heart. But educated person have to know how to touch the mind of the God. So the praying people always touch the Father's heart. Touch his heart. His heart will be moved. He's a God of compassion. He's a God of love. He's a God of mercy. Amen. That is our God. That is a prayer. Jesus changed the whole notion of prayer. You know, people used to pray. You can see even today, Jewish people, Muslim people, they always still follow the same pattern. You can see them, you know, when they see the time has come, even when I come from the airport, I have seen the Muslim people on the airport, all the time, they just go kneel. They have to see the time, and exactly they should go. Wherever they stand, but still they go and pray. This is not a prayer. This is fulfilling the law. But what God wants you, pray without ceasing.
用心来祷告.
First Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 16, to 18, rejoice always,
不住的喜乐,
pray without ceasing,
不住的祷告,
in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
凡事谢恩,
pray without ceasing,
不住的祷告,
give thanks to God for everything in Christ Jesus.
凡事谢恩,
that is the prayer.
也是祷告,
give thanks to God for everything.
凡事谢恩,
not only for one thing.
不是单单一件事,
not only just for that 5 minutes.
不是只有五分钟,
but pray without ceasing.
不住的祷告,
all the time.
不长长的祷告,
keep on. It's not, don't bring the prayer into, it's a closet like five apartment. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 3 minutes, don't make it. It should flow all the time. So from your heart, wherever you are, whatever you are doing, make it continuous flow. That's why, you know, many times, you can see me, you know, always I say, Jesus, thank you. Jesus, thank you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus. Jesus. This is a continuous process. It's not praying for 5 minutes. It's not praying for 30 minutes. But that should continue. His presence will flow. It's continuous. It's not just one time. That's what Paul says. Pray without ceasing. Amen? Later I will tell you how to pray continuously. I will give you some methods. You can follow these methods. But now I want to share with you, prayer is not just words. Prayer is not some actions. Sometimes we come to church, we clap hands, we jump, and we shout, and we say, oh, today my prayer is so wonderful. Oh, so powerful. Sometimes you even fall down on the floor. And you are there for 30 minutes. Wow, so wonderful. It's not just the words. It's not some manifestation. It is the relationship. It's something inside. You receive something inside. From you, it went up. And then from there, it came back to you. Now you receive that love. You receive His mercy. That is called the prayer. Humble yourself. The children, when they touch the Father's heart, they don't know what they are praying, but they just release from the heart, and then it touches the Father's heart, and then they receive back great and mighty things. It is not the blessing, but it's the love inside the blessing. The blessing may be small, but the love inside the blessing is so big. You don't just look at the small, maybe small glass. Oh, I prayed. I got this. This is very small. But see the love. See how much He loves me. He prepared this for a long time. This is for me. I could not believe. You know, one day, I want to share with you many, many miracles in my life. You know, once we were building a house for the children.
有一次我们为孤儿盖一个孤儿所。
And then, because we need big money.
我们需要很多的金钱。
And then I ordered the two trucks of cement.
我订购了两车的这些泥土。
And then I asked for 100 people to come and work.
需要100个人来工作。
So then I asked my wife.
我就问我的。
Check up the account, bank account.
看一下银行有多少钱。
How much money we have?
还有多少钱？
Because we have to pay for the truck.
我们要付这个英里的。
Because tomorrow is the concrete. We are going to lay the concrete.
明天要放下这个英里土。
So we have to pay the money.
要付钱。
So check up the bank account.
看一下银行的存款。
You know, if I don't pay the money.
然后我不付钱,
then he will not unload the cement.
他不会把这个英里倒下来,
and,
不会离水水。
Yeah, and also this 100 people,
这一百个人,
they will not have job.
他们也没有工作,
but I have to pay.
我要付他们钱。
So I asked my wife,
我就问我太太,
check up the bank.
看银行有多少钱。
You know, she told me,
她告诉我,
zero.
零,
no money.
没有钱。
Praise God.
赞美主。
Amen.
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 Praise Him.
赞美他。
When it is zero,
当是零的时候。
Thank Him.
感谢他。
Amen. That's how I'm trained.
我就祷告。
I'm trained to receive from God.
我要从神那边领受。
Thank the Lord.
感谢他。
For everything.
凡是谢恩。
Even you don't have money.
需要你没有钱。
Thank Him.
感谢他。
You know, I was trained to thank God.
我在祷告来感谢他。
After receiving.
我是领受。
But now I'm trained to thank God.
我要感谢他。
Before I receive it.
在我领受之前我来感谢。
Today my pattern of prayer is changed.
我祷告的次序不同了。
So I used to thank God after I receive.
通常我们是领受了才感谢他。
But now I thank God before I receive.
现在我要先感谢后领受。
That is a new type of prayer.
这是新的祷告的原则。
That's what Jesus taught us.
来自耶稣教导我。
We have to thank Him.
我们要凡事谢恩。
Don't look at your hand.
不要单单看你手上。
It is empty.
看你好像空的手。
Don't look at the past.
不要看过去。
It is empty.
是空的。
But look at the hand of Jesus.
看耶稣的手,
and then look at the future.
看未来,
if you look at the past,
你看未来,
and look at your hand,
看你自己的
手, it's always empty.
都是空的,
but look at the hand of Jesus,
再看耶稣,
and look at the future,
再看未来,
it will be a blessing.
就是一个祝福,
past is zero,
过去是零,
but tomorrow,
明天,
will be a blessing.
有大的祝福,
double blessing.
是双倍的祝福,
that's why I pray.
我这样祷告,
I thank the Lord,
我感谢,
for the past,is zero, but I thank the Lord for the future is a double blessing. Never zero. Never zero. That will happen if you touch the Father's heart, not your hand, it's a heart. Your hand is zero. Your hand is weak. Your hand is empty. But the Father's heart is full of love, full of richness, full of glory. You have to touch Him. So I begin to thank the Lord. Lord, thank you for making zero in my bank balance. Amen.
Amen.
This is how I have learned to receive from God. When we lose things, when we are empty, we cry. It's very painful. But I tell you, now is the time. You are going to have a double blessing. Don't look at your hand. Look at the mercy of God. Thank Him.You are a good God. You are a good Father. You are a rich God. I am weak. I am poor. But you are strong. You are rich. Now I come before you. Change your prayer. Change your attitude. Prayer is not focusing, it's not down. Prayer is focusing on up. Focus on up. Don't focus on down. Down is your emptiness. Down is your pain and loss. Down is your disappointment. Look up. Richness.
他的丰富,
glory.
荣耀,
mercy.
怜悯,
look up.
往上,
you will receive.
你要得着,
don't look at yourself.
不要看自己,
look at my God.
看你的神,
he's a rich God.
他是丰富的神,
amen.
Amen.
I'm poor.
我是可怜的,
my God is a rich God.
但我的神是丰富的,
amen.
Amen.
Look at yourself. Nothing. It's empty.
空空,
but I look upon my God.
我仰望我的神,
he's a rich God.
他是丰富的神,
I'm more forward.
我往前走,
I will start big things.
我要做大的事情,
people ask me, how do you always start big things?
你常常做大的事,
yes, when I look upon myself,
对,
I'm discouraged.
我失望,
because I'm small. I know who I am.
我知道,
but every time I look upon him,
我要,
I go forward.
我就往前进,
I can do everything
在他,
in him who strengthens me.
他加给我力量,
amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Whenever I begin to pray,
然后我祷告,
this is what coming into me. I can do everything, not in me, but in him. In him, in me, I'm weak, but in him, I'm strong. I will do that. I can do that. It's not my power, it is his glory, his mercy. He will bless me. He's God of mercy. He's God of compassion. He loves me. I will do it. So, you know, I went to that place where we have that building not completed. So I went around that building 7 times. That's how I do that. Always I do Jericho March. 7 times. I started walking. Jesus, this is your building. These are your children. This is your ministry. That's how I start praying. I don't tell him, I am poor, I have nothing, I don't have anything. No. I tell him, you are my father.
告诉神你是我的父,
this is your place.
也是你的房子,
this is your building.
是你的建筑,
these are your children.
是你的孩子,
you are a good father.
你是美好的人,
yes, I will thank you.
我感谢你,
I will praise you.
我赞美你,
that's how I started.
我就这样开始,
7 times.
七次,
I was walking.
一直走,
it was late in the evening.
到了傍晚,
you know, that security in that area, he called me. Who are you?
你是谁啊?
Are you a stranger? Are you a stranger here?
你是住在这里的吗? Stranger, yeah. 你是陌生人?
Because I see you walking in the late night. What are you doing?
你在做什么?
It was late night.
你那么晚,
you know, after 6 o'clock, it's getting dark. Why you walk in this time? It is good. It's very late in your life. Because very late, all the doors are closed. It's the right time to come to God. It's very late. All the banks are closed. No money. You cannot even call your bank manager. Because it's already late. The banks are closed. We have no money. But still I can call the bank manager. He can give you OD for me. You know, overdraft.
Yes.
He can give me overdraft. But you know, God made everything, every door closed.
神
要每一个门关起来。
Even I cannot call anyone.
我们不能打电话给任何人。
That will happen to you.
给会这样的事会带。
You want to see greater and mighty things?
要看又大又难的。
The time will be late.
好像时间。
All the doors will be closed.
所有的门也关了。
No way.
没有别的路。
Then you will see miracle.
你就看到神迹。
Amen.
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 Are you happy today?
你今天快乐吗?
All your bank balance zero?
你的银行的存款是零吗?
For some people is a red line.
有些人已经是红字了。
Praise God.
赞美神。
I know some people here.
我知道有些人
叫我们赞美。That is your situation.
可能是你的情况。
Call unto me.
求告神。
I will answer you.
我要。
I will show you greater and mighty things. How many of you want to see greater and mighty things? Raise up your hand. Greater and mighty things. You will see greater and mighty things. Amen?
Amen?
You need greater things. You need mighty things. That's why God has closed your doors. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I know you say teaching, but still I want to pray for you. I know it's, yeah, you. Yeah, right now. Can you stand there? I want to pray for you. Your doors are closed. Thank the Lord. All your doors are closed. Yes, you just look upon Him. This is the time. Your hands are empty. You lost everything. You walked a long way. When you started, full of dreams, you went from place to place. And you went to so many people. But today, you think your life is a failure. Today you are walking with a shame. So totally disappointed. What are you going to do? Now is the time. Look upon my God. Look upon my God. You will see His glory. You will see His favor. Today you are totally disappointed. You don't know where to go. But my God is the Father. He loves you. He has a great plan for you. God made you. To go from place to place, to talk to different people. Finally, you will come to my God. Wherever you went,
it's
a disappointment. You wanted to have it. You want an answer. You went from place to place. And you talked to different people. All mighty people. Strong people. But you never received the answer. Still you are walking. But today you are empty. When you started, you were strong. But after a long journey, today you are empty. Now is the time. Focus on Him. He is your Father. You will see His love. What you need is not a position. What you need is not a position. What you need is His love. Now is the time. You will see His love. Father, I pray for your child. She is a blessing. Heal her completely. I see a new love. I see a new beginning. Father, I thank you. Heal her completely. Release her completely. She is your blessing. Father, I thank you. Now I see you are going to place her in your place. Now she will see the joy. Now is the new beginning. She will not go from place to place. She will not look into any people's face. But she will look into your heart. Because your heart is full of love. Full of mercy. Now is the time. Change your area. Change your attitude. And walk with Jesus. You will see the greater mighty things. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
greater and mighty things. Because God has prepared. He has prepared everything for you. But why do you go from place to place? But after a long journey, finally you will come back to the same place where you started. But why God made you a long journey? That's how you have to learn lessons. Teaching. God is teaching you. So you have to walk. Going from place to place, meeting different people, finally you will come back to the place where you started. Amen. Then you will open your eyes. More than trusting man, trust my God. Amen. That is a big lesson. Your God. He's your Father. He has everything inside. Touch Him. He will release. Amen. All the doors are closed for you. You have a hope. You have a future. Now is the time. Turn to the Lord. Turn to Him. It's a turning point. It's a turning time. So, you know, I just, you know, that security told me, you know, my boss wants to see you. I went inside. He's a very rich man. He's a businessman.
He said,
are you a pastor? You have many children? I said, yes. You know, the secretary told me, 3 months back, my boss wanted to see you. I went inside. You know, every morning, your children come and stand in front of my house. I asked them first time, what are you doing? Oh, we are praying for you. Praying for me? Small children? And every morning? 6 o'clock? Why do you pray for me? Oh, Jesus loves you. Jesus wants to bless you. Jesus wants to bless your family. We want to pray for your family. We want to pray for your children. I could not believe. I am a Muslim. You are a Christian. Do you want to pray for me?
Yes.
Jesus loves all.
Amen.
So, I know, God is beginning to blessing me. My business is so big. And my mother was healed. So, I know because these children pray. So, you know, my mother told me to donate money for these children. So, 3 months back, I wrote a check. So, it is inside. 3 months back, I wrote a check. So, he went inside, brought the check. And also, you know, he brought a coffee. He said, oh, sir, take coffee. You know, when he went inside, I started praying. Jesus, I need 120,000 rupees. Yeah, 120,000. You know, 120,000. Yeah, I know. Today you are going to bless me. If this money comes from you, I want only 120. Not 150. Not 100. If it is from you, I want 120,000. I was praying. He brought the coffee. He brought the check. You know, my eyes did not go to coffee. My eyes went to check. You know why? I want to see the number. How much? I saw that. It was exactly 120,000. You know, when I saw the check, I started crying. The man asked me, why do you cry? It's a big money. This is exactly what I want. I started crying. I told him, I know this need only today. I know this need only today. Only today, the people told me I have to write a check for 120,000. You know, I need 120,000 to pay. Only today I know that. But my father knows this need 3 months back. He asked this man to write the check for 120,000 3 months back. That's my God. Even before you ask, He knows your need. Now He asks you to come down and touch His heart. Tell Him your need. He wants you to tell Him. He wants you to tell Him. He prepared. Now He wants you to tell Him. He wants you to talk to Him. And then He will release. You have to touch the Father's heart. And then He will release. It is there. It's already there. But now you have to touch Him. And then He will release. Call unto me. I will answer. It is in me. It is in me. 100,000 in me. 1 million is in me. But call unto me. And then I will give you. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you. You are a good father. You are ready to bless us. But we don't know how to touch you. Today, you taught us how to touch you. We will touch your Father's heart.
It's
full of love, full of mercy. Father, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We are no more poor. We are rich. Because our Father is a rich Father. We will receive from Him. Because He loves us. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.